school is back in session at the University of Hawaii this week. And for students and employees at the Manoa campus, that means fierce competition for parking.
Please wait. Take the ticket.
You know that sound. Daily parking passes like this one will be a hot commodity for UH Manoa students like third-year Kanoena Singh.
I would leave home anywhere between 4 and 5:30.
That's because Singh doesn't have a coveted semester-long parking permit, leaving her to battle for daily and street parking. She commutes to campus every day from Mililani and says a car is her best option. She's tried the bus, but had issues with her schedule and reliability. Long-term parking passes are available for students to purchase based on seniority, but they sell out before many get the chance. Singh has started a carpool with several of her neighbors, making her eligible for a special parking pass. But that option also comes with drawbacks.
Kind of takes a toll on all of us since we have to wake up for each other's different schedules and leaving at different times.
The reason for the parking woes is that there simply aren't enough spots to go around. Anoilani Aga is with the university's commuter services office.
There's about 5,000 or so stalls campus-wide. Enrollment for this year is about 17,000.
That's on top of employees, who under their union contract must have the option to purchase parking. The university administration has no plans to increase the supply of parking. They want to encourage campus goers to use alternative forms of transportation. Economists have a highly technical term for this. A shortage.
The quantity demanded exceeds the quantity supplied.
John Lynham is an economics professor at UH Manoa. He says there's usually a simple solution to a shortage. Raise the price.
Parking, especially on upper campus, is too cheap, and so more people want to buy it at the current price than there are spots available.
The University Board of Regents did recently approve an increase to parking rates, the first one in 10 years. That increase will be phased in over 6 years, with students ultimately paying $58 a month. Employees will pay $110 a month for the best spots by 2025. Those rate hikes are meant to fund maintenance, but they may also help reduce the shortage. Using price increases to solve a shortage does raise issues of social equity, which John Lynham says can cause the market-based approach to backfire, as it did in Ireland during the Great Recession.
Previously, people didn't pay for the water coming to their homes, and the government tried to introduce prices for water. The majority of people just refused to pay that charge.
Lynham says the university could try and reduce the demand for parking by creating additional financial or social incentives to drive less. UH already offers subsidized city bus passes, a free shuttle service to neighborhoods near the campus, and special parking passes for carpooling and mopeds. But for many commuters, the car still appears to be king. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.